What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Austin Bechtold producing your substitute teacher crew. Although, Limits is always here. I'm just popping in for the day. I'll be here Monday and Friday. Bob Pompiani will be by himself on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Got to do off the top, which was an off the top mistake by yours truly, I suppose. Presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Here's a rundown of what's happening on today's show. A lot of Pirates talk. We started that in the opening segment. Can't not talk about the scoreless in Seattle weekend that the Pirates had, as well as the Nationals deciding to fire Mike Rizzo and Dave Martinez, and why the Pirates have not done the same thing. And we got into an interesting debate last segment. Do you want the Pirates to do something big? Have a couple of you waiting on hold to talk about that. Anybody else who wants to weigh in, 412-928-9370. Again, do you want to see the Pirates make a big trade, or would you rather sort of play it conservatively, get to the offseason, and maybe the general manager is out? Limits is in the aggressive camp. I certainly understand why you want to see them do something. They need to. I'd rather see them relax and take my chances with a new general manager being in that position this winter. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, first up, let's go to Danny in Pennsylvania. Wants to talk about either the trade or Chuck in Uniontown. What's up, Danny? You're on the fan.
Hey, Jason. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I've been waiting for you to be on the radio so I could call you because I'm 57 years old and I grew up with the newspaper. And I loved the newspaper. I loved all the columnists back in the day. And I loved when you get the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette in the morning and you get the Pittsburgh Press in the afternoon. And the Sunday papers used to be just terrific, especially this time of year. The way you found out about the draft picks or what was going on in training camp was through all the great articles. That's all changed now because of the sports talk radio and the phone that's in your pocket with, you know, the Google feed. I mean, now you know everything there is beaten to death. So I have not read a newspaper in a long time. In fact, just yesterday I picked up a Sunday paper, and it is skinnier than the actual sports page used to be on the Sunday paper. But the other day in my news feed came up the article that you wrote about Chuck, and since, of course, I don't subscribe to the Pittsburgh Digital platform, I would click on it, and I'd get to read maybe two words of the headline, and then the box would come up from the bottom and say, you know, you have to pay whatever, $1.99 for 13 weeks. And I would do that like maybe 20 times until I could get the whole gist of the headline. And I don't know what it was, but it made me pony up my money. For only the second time ever have I paid for the Post-Gazette digitally. And
thank you for that, Danny. We appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to need you to move it along, though. We got a lot of calls and not a lot of time.
I would have never thought that I would have been interested in Chuck from Uniontown, you know, but something about it made me want to read that article. And it was an incredible article. All I knew is he had to be an elderly man. I didn't know any of those things about him.
Yeah.
You know, I know he's always the first one to call. And it was just a stroke of genius on your part to have that story's been sitting there for years, and Tim Benz, Joe Starkey, no one came up with it, and you thought to write about it. It was
wonderful. Well, those guys
done.
Do, and I'm going to cut you off here, Danny, and thank you. And those guys also do incredible work. Joe especially. I mean, Joe has been a mentor and an idol and a friend and all that stuff. And Tim does tremendous work, and he's a pain in the butt to compete against because he's really talented and works his tail off. So let's stop that there. And it's also not about me. It's about Chuck. He's the guy, man. I'm gonna rein it in after that, because I wanna give Chuck his love and his flowers, because Chuck is just a tremendous man. If you haven't read the piece, please do it. You'll hear from Chuck. I actually owe him a call. He called me while I was prepping for the show. I don't mean to big time Chuck, but and thank you for the call, Danny. I'm gonna move on, but Chuck is just, you've probably read the story. You've heard Chuck. What an inspirational guy. There will be more about him. Chuck in Uniontown. Lives with cerebral palsy, has a better outlook on the world than a lot of us, an honest Pirates fan, an informed Pirates fan. Loved my time getting a chance to talk to Chuck, but it is all about Chuck. Jake in Robinson wants to talk about a Pirates trade. What's up, Jake?
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing great. What's up?
So I don't want the Pirates to do anything, because I'm 27 years old, and my entire life it's been disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. And to see all the trades that the Pirates have done and to see how successful, like, those players have been, it's like and Ben Sherrington, he doesn't know what he's doing. If he does know what he's doing, then he, like, we just trade for prospects, and then we never hear from the prospects ever. Like, we trade away Garrett Cole. We trade away Austin Meadows. Like,
those weren't Ben's moves, but I agree with you on the lack of trade return, just so we're accurate.
Sorry, my bad. But the Pirates, like, my entire life has just been focused on the prospects and looking at the future. Well, my entire life, and it's not just Ben Sherrington's, like, regime, it's everybody's. The entire time I've been alive, it's always been looking at the future, and it's never been looking at the present. So clearly either they never want to be good, or they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I think it's probably the second one. You know, they want to be good. You know, I want to hit the Powerball. Limits wants to marry a supermodel, I think.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Doesn't mean it's going to happen. You know, I don't think they're actively trying to lose, but are they making decisions that begat winning? No, of course not. But I appreciate the call and the thought, Jake. I mean, I'm kind of with you. I think that's one perspective here, that you worry about trade return, and too many times you've come up empty. You know, the Pirates trade for somebody and you never hear about them again. I go over this stuff a lot when I'm writing, and you think about Jameson Taillon and what he became. I mean, he was a substantive draft pick, big-time draft pick for the Pirates, and he nets Roansy Contreras, Kanan Smith and Jigba, Miguel Yajure, and Michael Escoto. Three guys they DFA'd, and then a 23-year-old in Double-A with like a 712 OPS. That's not good enough. You know, Joe Musgrove, okay, great. They got David Bednar out of that, but what offense have they identified? The offensive players in that deal were Hudson Head, who was somebody that the Padres overpaid for, and then the Pirates put a high priority on. He flopped. And Andy Rodriguez, who, I like Andy Rodriguez a lot, but he's not shown any ability to hit consistently at the major league level. And I'm not burying him, but they haven't gotten commensurate production out of what they're giving up. You know, this is a little bit reversed because it's trading a hitter, but Josh Bell, it's one of your best players at the time. You trade him for Will Crow and Eddie Yean. Eddie Yean is a reliever who may get here. It's been somewhat encouraging, but he's also still a middle reliever who may get here. We don't know any sort of success that he's going to have, and Will Crow is out of baseball. They just you know, it's been a bunch of trades that hasn't brought back enough. So do you want Ben Charrington to make another one? Let's continue. Dave in Chalk Hill wants to talk about a Pirates deal or no deal. What's up, Dave?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And I agree, that was an excellent article on Chuck.
Oh, thank you.
But as far as the Pirates, they shouldn't be making a deal. They need major league bats now.
They should be making a deal, you think, Dave? You said should.
They shouldn't.
Because okay.
The bats they need, people aren't going to give up. People that are in a pennant race have the better hitters. They're not going to give them up for, you know. And hopefully the Pirates can shed enough payroll by getting rid of Heaney and Pham and Fraser and maybe Bednar. I'd love to see him get rid of Hayes.
You know,
they could just keep everyone. And then maybe in the offseason, you look at Keller and Reynolds to trade them and maybe get, you know, revamp your lineup somehow. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go that far in terms of the offensive trades. Like, I don't want to trade Brian Reynolds. I know he's having a down year. Ke'Bryan Hayes makes sense for me. I think he's a good player in the wrong fit. They don't need somebody to play gold glove defense at third base. They need somebody to hit. I'd rather entrust that position to somebody who's going to add to my lineup, and I think they can trade him, and who knows what holds up with his back. If you've got suitors, which I think they do, I would trade Hayes. But, yeah, I mean, my opinion is to take a more conservative approach. Trade the guys on expiring deals, try to trade Hayes, and that's it. I'd rather them hold off on Bednar, Keller. If you can trade Hayes, cool. You know, take a more conservative approach because I just don't trust Ben Charrington's track record on trades.
Right, and I'd actually like to see him sign at Falefa.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think he wants to sign back here, Dave.
I think he'll want to be a free agent.
As far as the Pirates, if they don't significantly increase payroll next year by $50 million at least, it's just rearranging deck chairs in the Titanic. Yeah, you know, unless they want to spend more money and get some players in here, forget it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're waiting for the Pirates to spend a lot of money, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, they're not going to. They're not going to significantly increase payroll. I mean, when has that happened? I'm not excusing it. It's just if that's your barometer for the Pirates being any good, I'd find another team to root for. Because, like, they're not going to.
I've been rooting for him for 60 years, and I've thought about moving on to Cleveland, but it's unbelievable.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the call, Dave. I appreciate it. I don't mean to be dismissive of that idea. It's just, you know, they're not. They're not going to spend a bunch more than they are. If that bothers you, which I don't blame people for feeling that way, move on. Root for another team. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, I can't sit here and criticize them enough to change their spending habits. You can hope that they win small market baseball and do that better. That's a fair ask. They haven't done that nearly well enough. Like, nobody's yelling at the Cleveland Guardians to spend more money. They spend, I don't know what, you know, over the past 5 years or during the Charrington tenure, that might be an interesting stat pool at some point. I have the stuff looked up on my laptop to compare just over the past 6 years, how much they've spent. Now, they've spent more than the Pirates. Is it significantly more? I don't know, but they've made a lot worse decisions than the Pirates. I know that. I want the Pirates to make smarter decisions. I want them to do things that make sense. I want them to make a trade and actually bring talent back in that trade. They haven't done a good enough job of that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, Gary in Gibsonia wants to talk about a Pirates trade. Gary, you're on the Fan. What's up?
Well, I was thinking about the song Kenny Rogers, "Know When to Hold, Know When to Fold, Know When to Walk Away."
I played that to my kids the other day. Good call.
Yeah, cool. It's I'm 69. And I played baseball in college back in the 70s. And as I look at this, here's what I was going to say to you. They should just like what you said. They should hold on their players. They should wait out the year, and they're going to hopefully get rid of the GM, just like Washington just did. And I think what they can do in the interim is get rid of, obviously, Heaney. But what I would do is move Triola back to AAA, see if they can get a bat him batting again, bring up York, put Canaria back into AAA, bring up Sawinski and see, give him one more try, and if he can't make it, get him off the 40. Get rid of Pham, no matter what, even if you have to DF, and bring up Solak. He's a journeyman as well, but he's hitting 340, 350. Trade Frazier, bring up Malcolm Nunez, and let him get a little taste and see what you have. That's another person or another player that they need to know whether keep him on the 40 or get rid of him. They need to do a little bit of looking at their AAA players that they have and bring people up from AA to AAA, and stop filling it with people that may not be major league ready. The last thing I'm going to say is our illustrious general manager said that everybody's looking for hitting. If everybody's looking for hitting, nobody's going to give up hitters right now. And I think we have to wait till the off season, Jason.
Yeah, I agree with you, Gary. And I agree with you on some of the moves. We'll get down into the nuance a little bit later. I do have to get to a break here shortly. Malcolm Nunez is an interesting one. 820 OPS, but he has only 2 home runs, 18 doubles. I might take a look, just not now. There's a lot of season left. They need to get through the trade deadline and play some guys who have been performing well. But thank you for the call, Gary. Appreciate it, man. All right. It's good chat. Good chat. Appreciate the different perspectives here. We'll get in and out of that topic throughout the day today. I think it's an interesting one. And bat around the Pirates stuff, frankly. They haven't scored a lot, but they've sure been interesting. I want to talk also about Paul Skeens and a quick hook yesterday. I didn't love it. I didn't love how, well, past couple starts, how they've handled Paul Skeens and just the general kid gloves treatment of elite pitchers right now. Talk about the MLB All-Star game. Paul Skeens was named to that. Should he start? Let's have that debate a little bit. Clayton Kershaw will be going. Kind of disappointed that Andrew McCutchen won't be going. There is a reason. I'll explain that. We'll get into some Steelers talk later on in the show. Expectations for Aaron Rodgers as well as TJ Watt. A national insider dropped some information, however small it may be, about Watt and some optimism surrounding him on Saturday. We'll get into that as well as what we want to see happen with TJ Watt. Kevin Gorman from the Trib will join me at 11 a.m. That's just about 8 minutes from now. And Brooke Pryor from ESPN will hop on at 1 o'clock as we move into some Steelers talk. They'll both appear on the Fan Hotline. It's presented by Sullivan Super Service, provided trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And our six pack is brought to you by Bet365. Love it. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at 93.7thefan.com's contesting page. The 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Limits, this weather's killing me, man. I need a cool down.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
I would rather have this than like 20-degree weather in the winter any day of the week.
Can we have like 75?
Yeah, 75 is fine, but I'm completely all right with like 80, 85. 90 is where we start to push it, but I'm completely fine being outside in this type of weather. As long as I have a water with me, I'm good.
All right. Well, stay hydrated out there, friends. Today's weather, it's brought to you by Myers Law Group, of course, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Sunny and a high of Benny Cunningham, 89. Oh, we are pushing 90 indeed, but it's great weather for Bob and Malzie to golf.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.